Images of George Floyd dying after a police officer kneels on him. Protests that turn into looting and mayhem. News about people dying from the coronavirus. Now, these are some of the images our TV screens are filled with lately. For adults, it's daunting enough, but how are kids coping with these pictures flashed across the screen? To find out more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and check in with Bennett Leventhal, professor of psychiatry at the UCSF School of Medicine. Professor, thanks for being with us this afternoon. This is really challenging for parents right now.
It's very difficult. It's very difficult for us as adults, and it's very difficult for children to try to understand what's going on.
So I'm going to imagine that the way that you talk to children about this depends on their age.
It tremendously makes a difference what age they are. But I think the critical point is we don't start by talking to children. Where we start is by listening. And that always helps us out because we may not be so clever as adults, but if we ask the children what they're thinking, what they're seeing, what they understand, they'll not only tell us, but they'll give us a language that's developmentally appropriate for them so that we can then respond.
Can you give us some guidelines, perhaps broken down by a couple of age brackets, as to how much or how little of these images we should actually let our kids see?
Well, I think that's an actually interesting question. So the first is, let our children see. Children of all ages have access to cell phones and iPads and or other tablets and computers. And so they're seeing a lot sometimes if we're not very carefully supervising them. And the question often is not what they've seen, but what their reaction to what they've seen is. Because they're sitting behind us, they're watching the television behind us, they're with their siblings. And so even very young children may have seen things that are very disturbing even to adults. For very young children, children who are preschoolers, I think the starting point with them is really to deal with the most basic facts about them being safe and that you are going to do your best to keep them safe and then let them tell you about their fears and you try to help manage those. For children who are in grade school, the story is a little bit different. And then they can talk a little bit more. They understand concepts about people hurting each other, being angry with each other, and you can best handle that by using examples of their daily lives so that, you know, when they've had a fight with a friend or something of that sort, be able to talk about anger and or getting in fights with their siblings, things that are personal experiences that are fairly concrete. Now, we know that having a fight with a friend or a sibling isn't nearly the same as what's happened to these folks who have been murdered, but it gives them a context in which to begin the discussion, and then you can amplify that and provide them with more details, more information at a level that they can understand it. And as you see them become more comfortable in the conversation, then you can get into deeper details. For adolescents, the story is completely different. There, they have their own ideas and opinions, and what you're really trying to do is help them shape their values to create a foundation on which they're going to live their lives going forward.
Thank you so much. That is Bennett Leventhal, professor of psychiatry at the UCSF School of Medicine.